Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hotter than the bowels of hell, so what are you going to do? And watch TV. That's what you're going to do. We're going to watch TV. And we're going to spend a half hour talking about that right now with Baylen Edwards, Mashable Entertainment Reporter. Good morning, Baylen. How are you?
Morning, Tommy. I'm doing great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. Tell me about Mashable.
Yeah, Mashable is a culture, tech, and entertainment website that's been around for, I believe, 20 years now. Every week we report on the hottest trends in tech, in digital culture, and in entertainment. Like, we do a weekly new to streaming program column where we let you know what's coming to streaming this week and what's worth your time.
Well, I don't know where you are, but here it is just crazy hot, like heat warnings every day and everything. So we need some help with what to watch on TV. What are your recommendations coming out this week? Or do you have any old favorites first before we get to this week? Do you have any old favorites?
Yeah, I mean, one of my favorites, it's a show from 1990, but I discovered it recently this year. I came to it late in the game, but I love, love, love Twin Peaks.
Really?
Which, you know, obviously was huge. I love anything genre related, and I particularly love Twin Peaks, but that is streaming for free, I learned, on Pluto TV. So if you have a time and want to watch an incredible, incredible show that will just hook you and have you obsessed and is so important to the genre, that's one of my favorites, even though it's older.
And that's streaming on what, Baylen?
Yeah, it's streaming on Paramount Plus, which requires a subscription, but it is also free on a service called Pluto TV, which is one of a few free TV services.
Let's talk about some free services before we get on to this month and this week, rather, and some things that are new. People can get confused about what's free, what's not. Paramount Plus, who owns what. I was having a conversation with somebody the other day about a lot of times they won't tell you when they merge because they want to keep you subscribed to both, right?
Yes. Yeah, it can be complicated with potentially a Warner Brothers Paramount Plus merger on the rise. I believe they have said that they will be merging at some point, the streaming services, but for now they're still separate because the merger hasn't happened.
Okay. So what are some free services if I don't want to pay anything?
Yeah, there are two that I can think of. There's Tubi and there is Pluto TV. And those both have a lot of really great selections of films and also TV, classic and new. I think Tubi is especially great for classic TV. It has series like The Twilight Zone, Columbo, which I really love, and a lot of classic cartoons like Tom and Jerry, Looney Tunes, Scooby-Doo, which I think makes it a pretty good destination if you're a parent and you want to show your kids some classic cartoons and enjoy them. It's very fascinating because Looney Tunes, there was a big kerfuffle with them and Warner Brothers, because to me they are so synonymous with Warner Brothers, and then they were kicked off of HBO Max where you could see them. And then Tubi picked them up and is packaging them as kind of a Saturday morning cartoon style with a lot of the shorts put together. And they're seeing a lot of great success over there. So definitely would recommend that. And then Pluto TV has a lot of great movies as well and has picked up some shows from the CW from the 2010s recently. Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, which is one of my favorites. It's a musical comedy that is a lot more nuanced than the title makes it sound. And then, again, older series like Twin Peaks, which, again, is one of the seminal TV shows of all time.
Hi, what's new this week?
Yeah, new this week for sure. So there are a few things that I'm really excited about. This show just started on Sunday, actually, but it's going to keep rolling every Sunday on HBO. It's Lanterns, which is a new DC series based on the Green Lantern comics. And it's a bit of a grittier mystery reimagining of the Green Lantern duo of Hal Jordan and John Stewart, who are investigating a murder in rural Nebraska that has alien involvement. I don't want to say too much more because the first episode has a lot of bombshells, and if you've managed to avoid spoilers and are still interested in watching, I would recommend not looking up anything about the show and going into it as blind as you possibly can. But I will say that it has a great sense of atmosphere. It has two incredible performances from Kyle Chandler from Friday Night Lights. He gets to be on a football field in this show, too, in a very, very different way. And then Aaron Pierre, who is such an incredible star. He was also in a movie on Netflix called Rebel Ridge, which is a great action thriller. And they have great chemistry. And it's a show that I'm really excited for people to keep watching.
So, what is that on? What is that on,
yes,
Baylen?
Lanterns? It's on HBO Max.
HBO Max. All right.
Yes.
Now, if you subscribe to HBO cable, you get HBO Max or you don't?
HBO Max is, I believe it's a separate service.
Okay. Because, you know, you go back and you audit these bills and it's like, what am I paying for here? I'm paying $800 a month for TV here. Although, you know what,
exactly.
I think is interesting as you talk about
Sorry. Let me correct myself.
Okay.
If you subscribe to HBO, you do usually get through like a TV provider. You usually get HBO Max through. You might get it for no extra cost.
Who knows? That's the question, right? But what I think is interesting as you talk about these free TV platforms is, and I'm a tad older than you are, but when I was growing up, TV would a lot of times run old shows with commercials in between, and that was the content that they had. And it seems how when you go to these free streaming services, what we're watching is old shows with commercials in between, and I just wonder if it's not going to go full circle where people are going to get fed up with paying subscriptions, so they're going to wind up just watching old TV shows with commercials in between, which is where we were way back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely get that sentiment. It is very fun. I have actually really enjoyed checking out, again, on Tubi, these older shows with the commercials. It does make it feel like I'm a kid watching, like, Saturday morning cartoons again. And a lot of streaming services now are kind of, I would say, tending towards that a little bit. You can, the lowest tiers on subscription services come at lowest prices, but usually come with ads. So you are kind of paying for the older TV experience, even though, you know, you're watching one particular episode and not a continuous stream of TV.
As you say, older TV experience, is there something like an X factor with nostalgia?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I believe that I think there is something kind of reassuring about, you know, watching things like the Looney Tunes shorts that have been packaged and programmed for you and, you know, seeing these breaks come through. But then again, I also think that in a time when Netflix came out, a huge portion of a huge reason why the streaming was so big was there were no ads and you could just click through and keep watching. Regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there is a frustration that now people are seeing raising prices coupled with ads added to streaming services. So it can definitely be frustrating. And I agree with that.
Like we're right back to where we started. Now we've got commercials and I'm paying for it. What are we doing here?
Yeah, everything old is new again. That
exactly.
Kind of thing.
Somebody wanted to know the name of the show you were talking about was Green Lanterns was the name of it? And it's about the Green Lantern?
Yes, it's just called Lanterns. It is about the Green Lantern, specifically Hal Jordan, played by Kyle Chandler, and Jon Stewart, played by Aaron Pierre. And I will say, I have like a very basic knowledge of the Green Lantern franchise coming into watching the show, and I think that it is a fun entry point, even if you don't know anything about Green Lanterns. I think fans are going to have a lot of fun because there's a lot of key components from the comics. But I think that even if you just love a good mystery show, a good show with a few science fiction elements, or, you know, just great buddy cop dynamics, you will find something to love here.
Interesting to know. Tell me about rosebush pruning. What is all that about?
Yeah, Rosebush Pruning is a show, is a film, and so sorry, that is coming to a streaming service called Mubi this week. It is a tragicomic film about a family who all have, who have, you know, it's a very twisted dynamic. It has a solid cast. It has a lot of people involved, like Callum Turner, Riley Keough, Elle Fanning, Tracy Letts, Pamela Anderson, Jamie Bell. And so it is coming to Mubi, which is a platform that is a little more art film focused and has some great selections. Unfortunately, reception for this film was not, critical reception was not super great, although it was praised a lot for, you know, its style. The screenplay is written by, I'm going to butcher his name, Efthymis Philippou, who's worked with a director named Yorgos Lanthimos, who is, you know, Academy Award nominated, has worked on great movies like Lobster, The Killing of a Sacred Deer, and Poor Things. And Philippou, who wrote the screenplay for Rosebush Pruning, also wrote the screenplay for several of those movies. So there's definitely a lot of prestige there, but I will say that critical reception was not super, it was not a beloved movie by critics.
Is Rosebush Pruning of the same ilk as The Lobster?
I think it will be if you're looking for a similar unsettling,
disturbing
kind of. Yeah, disturbing. I think that it will have a similar tone. Yes.
All right. What else is coming out?
Yes, this week. I mean, some big things of note is this isn't streaming, but Toy Story 5 is now available to rent or purchase on digital. So for a family night in, if you want to catch Toy Story 5 and weren't able to go see it in the theaters, this is a good shot at it. It will be coming to Disney Plus later, but if you want to watch it now, it is available. There are also some great shows coming to Netflix. There's a show called Outer Banks, which is a very popular teen adventure drama about a group of young people in North Carolina who are, you know, searching for treasure, and their final season is this week. So, you know, if that is a show that you were kind of maybe waiting and putting off watching until it was totally done so you could binge.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Or if you're, you know, intrigued by teen drama adventure, that is one as a big beloved fan base, and it's a big Netflix title that's coming to a close.
Have you seen Beef?
I have seen Beef. Oh, I love Beef. Yes, I mean, I will tell people to watch Beef and Beef Season 2, which came out earlier this year, all the time. I think that's an incredible series and an anthology series with a lot of potential, and I hope they keep getting to make it for sure.
What am I not getting, Baylen?
What are you not getting? What part of Beef are you at? Did you start with season one or season two?
Season one, I think I'm on episode 3 or something.
It hasn't hooked you.
No.
I will say that from the start, it hooked me because I love these performers, Ali Wong and Steven Yeun, and this is not necessarily the mode that I'm used to seeing them in, so it was really exciting to watch them channel a lot of rage. I think stylistically, it's also a very impressive series. It's produced by A24, which is a film studio that has kind of become synonymous with, like, artsier filmmaking, right. And has a bit of a cult following. And I think that the show it presents a fascinating and terrifying at times spiral, and it can bring a lot of catharsis. But I'm never going to, you know, say just because I like something, you have to like keep pushing through and enjoying it. I think that a lot of TV shows need, you know, a few episodes to pick up and find their rhythm. I think that's why it's so important that that seasons of TV should have more than 8 episodes like they tragically do now. I think that's why we need to keep giving shows more seasons to find their foot, but also if it's not, was there anything in particular that you were interested by in Beef, or were you just like, this isn't hitting for me?
You know what, as you just said, fascinating, terrifying, and catharsis, that made me think of it, reflect back on the first two episodes, and it made me want to go watch it again.
Really?
It
okay,
did.
I mean, I'll take it, yeah.
It really did. Go ahead.
I think it's all, I think it's, you know, always worth checking out. There have been some shows that don't always click with me in the first few episodes. Like, it took me, I think, a while to get into, like, you know, some comedies that I love, that kind of thing, because it's all about, like, finding the rhythm. And also, I mean, season two is a completely different plotline, completely different characters. So if season one doesn't totally hook you, I would say you always have the option to try out another story. I do think season one overall is stronger, although they're both quite good. So Beef on Netflix is worth the watch for sure.
What about Hawk? What do you think about that? The Hawk
is one of those ones. It's a Will Ferrell golf comedy that unfortunately didn't hit for me. And no. I really appreciate Will.
I do too. I do too. And I think this is either the most brilliant thing or the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I haven't decided yet.
I think he is so good at bridging that brilliant and dumb gap. And I think that something that I didn't fully love about The Hawk was it felt a little too mean at times.
Yeah,
in terms of, like,
I'll go with that.
I mean, then again, like, it's an incredible cast. I mean, like, Will Ferrell, but also Molly Shannon is so, so good in this.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm so happy for everything that she, you know, brings to the table whenever she's in a project. I think that there was a meanness, and I think that the show hasn't quite figured out how to balance that with its goofier tones, because I think it also wants to be very much a family drama, because it's all about him and his son, played by Jimmy Chatro, who I think is also great. But I think that the relationship there was a little more maybe abrasive and less fleshed out than I would have wanted it to be. But then again, you know, I think that a lot of shows, especially with comedies, it takes time to figure out that balance. So I'm always down to keep watching more Will Ferrell, that kind of thing.
Yeah, let me take a quick break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to our friend Baylen Edwards. She's the Mashable Entertainment reporter. We'll continue to talk about what's coming out at the end of August, streaming on Apple TV, Pluribus. You know anything about that, Baylen?
Oh, my goodness gracious, Pluribus. Pluribus is one of my favorite shows from last year.
Me too.
yes, it's the best. It's an incredible sci-fi series by the creator of Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. And I think that Ray Seahorn, who gives the lead performance in that, should win the Emmy this year for actress in a drama series.
Without doubt.
The work that they have her do, she has to hold her own against an ensemble who essentially has to play one entity of this alien parasite, essentially, who has taken over the world.
That show is on her shoulders.
That show is on her shoulders. I think there's episode 5, is it, where she's totally by herself?
Yes, for the entire hour.
That is such an extraordinary episode, and she's phenomenal in that. Yeah,
let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. WWL. Talking to Baylen Edwards, Mashable Entertainment reporter, about what's streaming on TV. We have a line here where people can text in their questions at 504-260-1870. Somebody wants to know about Apple TV. What's coming in August to Apple TV, or at the end of August, or leaving?
Yeah, for sure. So Apple TV is, first off, I would say, one of the better streaming services out there in terms of just sheer quality. They yep. have so many great things. Currently, the two biggest shows running on it, I'd say, and they're going to keep running through August, are Ted Lasso season 4, and then a sci-fi series called Silo, which is a dystopian series about a bunch of silos that are in the ground that people live in, and we don't know what's going on outside of it. And the last two episodes of those are still running through August. The rest of their programming, they've got some stuff coming up more in September that's particularly exciting. They have a thriller show called Last Scene, which is hitting September 9th, so early September, which is about a police dispatcher who's totally broken after his daughter went missing 11 years ago. And then he receives a call from a teenager who he thinks is her. So then he goes on a quest, you know, to find her at any cost. It's an Australian series that looks like it's going to be a very, very promising.
That starts when, Baylin?
September 9th.
Okay.
Yeah, and then this week, something coming to Apple TV. This is a docu-series, but they do a lot of great documentaries. They have one about Martin Scorsese, I believe, that came out last year that was really, really good. And coming out tomorrow is a three-part documentary series called The Dynasty Yukon Huskies, which, I mean, it's about the University of Connecticut women's basketball program, which is an incredibly dominant force and features a lot of, you know, great players and interviews with the coach. So if you're interested in sports and, you know, tune into and see UConn dominating in March Madness, this is a really cool look back at the entire program.
Somebody texted in about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Where can they find that?
Yeah, they can find that on Hulu and also Disney Plus if they have, like, Disney Plus with Hulu. It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Season 18, just started on Monday, so the first two episodes of that are out, and then new episodes come in every Monday. And so that for now, it's the longest-running live-action American sitcom, which is a really impressive title, and this season they get up to some crazy hijinks. I know that a Renaissance fair is involved, and the gang meets the McPoyles at the Renaissance fair, which, if you know It's Always Sunny, you know that sentence sounds like it's going to be a great setup for an episode. So, yeah, that's on Hulu and Disney Plus if you have Hulu on Disney Plus.
And what about some movies that got your attention?
Movies that got my attention that are specifically on streaming.
Streaming, yeah.
This week, there is a movie that was, I talked about A24 a little earlier. There is a movie coming to HBO Max called Mother Mary. It's one of Anne Hathaway's many, many movie projects this year. She has been very busy. And this one is, I would say, maybe flew under the radar, but it's definitely really interesting and worth checking out. She plays a pop star who is on the brink of, you know, very important concerts. And she goes back to her a costume designer she worked with, and there's a lot of tension there. And the movie is really fascinating, a little bit polarizing, I would say, on the critical end. But it comes from a director named David Lowery, who directed movies like A Ghost Story and The Green Knight, which are both really fascinating contemplative genre movies. And Mother Mary's no different. And it also has some fun fictional pop songs in it. Would definitely recommend that this week.
Are you anything scary?
Anything scary? I think that one is a little scary. Okay. I think part of the promo said, like, this is not a ghost story. But, like, there is, I think, elements of, like, you know, being possessed by art and just, like, possession in general.
All right, and somebody texted in about the Audacity. Do you know about that program?
Yes, I do. Oh, I really quite like the Audacity. The Audacity is a Silicon Valley satire about tech CEOs and the ways that they're kind of commodifying themselves and losing their humanity. The creator, Jonathan Glasser, worked on Better Call Saul and Succession, two really, really incredible shows, so it comes with a lot of pedigree. It originally aired on AMC, but this week it hit Netflix, so all of season one is on Netflix. I would definitely recommend checking that one out as well. I think in a time where tech is so prevalent and we often hear about, you know, violations of privacy, how our data is being used, this show was a very funny, if bleak, look at that. And obviously parts of it are dialed up, you know, but I think it was.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There was a bit of catharsis, I think, watching it play out. It's got some really great performances from Billy Magnuson and Sarah Goldberg as well, who play a tech CEO and his therapist.
I'll check it out. Thank you.
Yeah.
Baylen, we're out of time. Thank you. I appreciate it. Baylen Edwards, Mashable Entertainment Reporting. Go to Mashable.com. We come back, we'll talk to Josh Danzig, owner of Where Yet Magazine, about what's going on this weekend. Stay with us. Tommy Tucker, WWL. 9:43, 17 till then. Getting a jump on the weekend on this Thursday morning. Talking to Josh Danzig, owner of Where Yet Magazine. How you doing, Josh?
Good. How you doing this morning?
I'm all right. Where Yet?
Where Yet? It's another great weekend. Ready for the weekend, and going to be a little warm, but it's better than hurricanes.
It is. Absolutely well said. Tell me what's going on.
Yeah, so a great music theme is taking over this weekend. There's some super music events going on around town. One of the first things is going to be Saturday, starting at 1 o'clock, French Market. So if you haven't been to the French Market in a while, they're doing some great programming at their French Market performance stage. So it's going to be cooking and music, culture and cuisine. They have Diane Honoré, who's also known as Gumbo Marie, and as well as Big Chief Montana. So you're going to have some black masking Indians doing some music as well as a cooking demonstration. They're going to have free food samples while those last. And that's going to be going from noon to 1 o'clock. It's free. It's open to the public. A great excuse to get down to the French Market if you haven't been down there for a minute. Check out some of the vendors and some of the area places around there. After that, you wanted to keep your music theme going. From 1 to 3 o'clock, the Norman Mayer Library, they're doing a record swap. So vinyl records are back. You may have, Tommy, an old collection of great records. Some of them are worth a lot of money now.
Hmm.
And this Saturday from 1 to 3 at the Norman Mayer Library in Gentilly, you're going to be able to have an opportunity to connect with other music lovers, bring your records out, do some trading, get some new ones in exchange, and talk music, be around people who like music, get some new records to take home and listen to over
that
the weekend.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Where is that?
So that's at the Norman Mayer Library, which is in Gentilly. It's part of the New Orleans Public Library system. And this is an annual record swap that they do, I think, a couple times a year. And, just a great way to interact with other people and get some new music to take home. Sales are not permitted. It's a free event. And you can really just go and refresh your collection.
I had some vintage albums till I stored them in the attic, and that a hot summer will pretty well destroy those.
Oh, darn.
Yeah, those
are probably warped by now.
Yep.
But it's really come back. It's really interesting. And really, a lot of the younger people in Gen Z are embracing the whole vinyl thing. So things always come back, right? It's like a spinning record.
Mm-hmm.
So. And then keep the music theme going Saturday afternoon, and this is a good one for the kids. It is a free Son of a Saint block party. Son of a Saint, which is an organization you are probably familiar with,
sure.
They are celebrating 15 years. They're doing a free block party full of music, food, and just a lot of drinks, games. Preservation Hall Jazz Band is going to be out there, as well as DJ RQ Away. And that's a great event that's going to be taking place at their location. And it is a free event, but they do ask you to RSVP in advance so that they know that you're coming. But they're going to have Italian ice. They're going to have a community farm and market. They're going to have a hot dog stand. And again, that free live music from Preservation Hall Jazz Band and the DJ. So
how do you RSVP for that?
Just go to their website, sonofasaint.org, and you click on the block party link, and then you can RSVP. It's real easy. They just want to keep track of and know who's coming, and it's for friends and family. Again, it's a great thing to do with the kids. get some cold Italian ice and out, see some of the vendors and just celebrate 15 years instead of a, yeah. So then keep the music theme going. Sunday night over at the Smoothie King Center, they're going to have a concert with Benson Boone. So he's a really hot up-and-coming musician who was opening up for Taylor Swift over in Europe. And, he's going to be bringing his Wanted Man tour on Sunday evening. That show is at 8 o'clock. He's got a single now, Beautiful Things, that's really big on the internet. And then on Tuesday, because who says that the weekend has to end on a Sunday? Sure. On Tuesday, Buddy Guy is going to be playing at the Sanger Theater. He's going to be celebrating his 90th birthday.
I saw that. Tell me about him. That seemed fascinating to me.
Yeah, so, you know, Buddy Guy is one of the great blues musicians and really great musicians of American music. He just won a Grammy last year for his most recent blues album. He just turned 90 years old. He's going to be playing a special show at the Sanger, doing a lot of his hits. You can, I think, expect some special guests, some local musicians, I wouldn't be surprised, will be joining him. But Tuesday evening may be the last time to see this musician. And it's really an important part of American culture. He's really given so much and contributed so much. He's actually going to be doing a big, big show in New York on October 1st. He's going to be joined by Eric Clapton and John Mayer and some real superstars. But Tuesday night, there's still some great seats available at the Sanger. You can go see him. And you know, to me, the Sanger's the best venue in the city to see a live music show. So yeah, a lot of great things for music, a lot of great things for the family around that, and so forth. And then keeping with the music theme, Mushroom Records, and talking about records. So I don't know if you've been to Mushroom Records.
Yep, or long time ago.
That's right. So they are the longest operating independent record store in the city. I think they've been around since 1969. It's right over near Tulane and Loyola on Broadway. So they're doing kind of a back to school poster sale. So they have, you know, all kinds of great records and CDs and t-shirts. And, you know, if you want some posters to decorate your office or for the kids to decorate their room, if you buy three posters, you'll get one poster for free. So, yeah. A lot of good stuff. You have anything planned yourself this weekend?
No, but I'm looking at the site. I'm looking at this vintage festival. That looks interesting.
Yeah, so that kind of keeps with the music theme as well. It's really interesting. So that's going to be at the House of Blues. That's going to be on Saturday and Sunday. That's, I believe, the second year they've been doing it. You're going to have over 60 different vintage clothing vendors. So the vintage movement, I don't know if you're familiar, has really come back, and it's really, really big. And this is as far as old t-shirts, old hats. The shirts and clothing really from the 90s are some of the hottest things right now, where there are old t-shirts that are selling for hundreds, if not thousands of dollars.
Wow.
And yeah, it's really become a big, big industry. There's vintage clothing stores around the city. So this is a great festival. It's going to be a two-day affair with many, many vendors. Day one is going to have a special appearance by 90s Kids Closet and live reworking, where they're going to be restoring some stuff that made in the hood. And day two theme is going to be a Midsummer Mardi Gras, where they'll be offering not only vintage clothing, but wide variety of costumes from Halloween and Mardi Gras themes, which, you know, Halloween is what, 60 days, 70 days away. Time to start thinking about costumes. So have that and everything in between, in addition to restock traditional vintage clothing and the like. They also have some drinks available, food available. And that's, even if you're just curious to see what that phrase is about, they're going to have over 60 vintage clothing vendors That'll be going from noon to 4 with an early bird time starting at 10:30 a.m.
If somebody were to tell you, invite you to a party with 90s-themed clothing, what would you wear?
Great question. So, you know, you're probably...
And I lived through it, but I don't remember. I don't know.
Yeah. So you remember like grunge clothing from the band Nirvana? So those kind of like flannel shirts, the Doc Martens boots. There was a real phase with some 90s movies you might remember. So then you also have the, and with the vintage clothing, it's these graphic t-shirts. So they call them graphic tees. And think of like Whitney Houston or some of these popular 90s musicians. And if you can get shirt Whitney Houston from the 90s also, as well as maybe Tupac Shakur or the Spice Girls, and you have one that was from that time, those are super, super valuable.
Baggy jeans, too, somebody tells me?
Yeah. You know, you've got bucket hats, overalls. You remember the fanny pack phase?
Okay. I got you.
Neon fanny pack. You know, maybe you could get into the parachute pants from the Can't Touch This videos and so forth.
Those too. Now I got you. Now yeah. I'm remembering. Okay.
There you go.
Tell me a little bit more about Where You At Magazine real quick.
Yeah, Where You At Magazine. We've got our new LSU preview issue coming out this weekend. You can find it at over 650 locations around the city. If you go to whereyouat.com, you'll see right at the top of the homepage best things to do in New Orleans this weekend. And you can also click to read the latest issue there. But yeah, we've been around for almost 30 years, and we're all about where to go, what to eat, and who to see.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Josh, as always. Have a great weekend.
You too, Tommy. Thank you.
Josh Danzig, owner of Where You At Magazine. We'll take a quick break. I can tell you where Newell is at. He's at an insurance conference. We'll talk more about it when we come back here on WWL.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.